All right, we've got Luke Durbin joining us here at the table. And Luke, let's start with you where we left off with Dave McFarland. We talked about Rashad Berry for Lorain being out on the gridiron this fall for Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes, and certainly for North Ridgeville, a lot of pride in the fact that DeMario McCall will be out there, and all indications are that young man's going to get some plentiful playing time for Ohio State this fall. Just talk a little bit about that and what it means to the North Ridgeville Ranger football program.
Well, he's such a special player. His ability to cut and not lose any speed is superhuman. I've never seen anybody be able to do it the way he does it. And I know for a long time Tony Alford wouldn't give him up. You know, people were talking about he should be playing the H-back or the Percy Harvin role. And their tailbacks coach said, no, he's going to be a tailback. But I've heard recently that he's been repping at both. And, you know, I think in their spring game, he had like 8 touches for 100 and some yards and a touchdown. So he's electric. It still means a lot for a school. You know, being able to turn on the TV every Saturday or even get on Twitter and see the kids that are still in high school and everything talking about him and tweeting about him. It's special.
And I'm sure for the kids that are in the North Ridgeville Ranger program right now, granted, I mean, they have to recognize, and you have to be up front, not everybody has DeMario McCall talent. But if you work hard and you do the things you're supposed to do, football can bring success to you in other aspects of your life.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It's an avenue to teach human development. And I don't think there's anything like it. It's a laboratory for that human development. The characteristics that are carrying people through life, you learn on the football field. Something that a lot of people don't know that I need to share, at least about DeMario, and I still, maybe the most shared thing about him was he was the hardest working student in our school district. He worked his butt off to get his grades where they needed to be for him to be accepted into Ohio State. And he had a 3.6 GPA for his first year down there.
That's
which is
awesome.
Just outstanding.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's cool news. That's good to hear. All right. Well, let's transition from the Buckeyes to the Rangers of North Ridgeville 2017. Just give us your thoughts, your expectations for this upcoming year for the Rangers.
Well, I think we got a chance to be pretty good. You know, we got some key players back. I think Jameer Malone may be possibly the best defensive player in the league, if not even Northeast Ohio. He's kind of under the radar in terms of recruitment, but he's an animal. He led us last year with 120 tackles and 25 tackles for loss, and he's your throwback, knock-you-out type of football player. We got him. We've got Shamari Williams, a tailback, who he only rushed for 1,500 yards and 19 touchdowns a year ago.
Those are pretty good numbers.
Yeah, it's not bad. So we're going to be giving him the ball quite often. Got some guys back up front. Michael Wiseman, two-way player. G. Tuma, two-way player. Forrest Croxton, probably two-way player, tight end, defensive line. So we got a good nucleus back. Passing game we got to work on. But I tell you what, our conference is so tough week in, week out. You know, there's no games you're going to circle and say, well, that's a win. You know, I'm going into the year thinking, well, I'd like to be 10-0, and we got a shot. We could be 8-2. We could be 5-5. We could be 3-7. You know, it's just hard to look at that schedule with the teams that we play week in, week out, and have a good feel for it. It's going to be a week in, week out grind.
That's what I want to talk to you a little bit about, Luke. The conference is so outstanding. It is every year, and it top to bottom, the very well coached teams. I read the article. You talk a lot about defense, but at some point in time, you got to be able to put the ball in the end zone. I know you got a good tailback coming back, but you're going to have to throw the ball at some point in time. How do you build that with a new quarterback? You just lost a 3-year starter. How do you get him some confidence? How do you put him in a position where he can get some confidence and then lead that team? Because you're going to need him to help you win some of those Avon Lakes, Midview, Avon games.
Definitely. We got Matt Steinmetz. He benefited a year ago. A lot of people didn't know this. Colin Sollinger played the whole year on a torn ACL, and he could hardly practice. So he practiced Thursdays and played Fridays. So the guy that ran practice the rest of the week was Matt Steinmetz, who's now going to be a junior. So he's had that experience in the varsity huddle, albeit not on Friday nights. But he's had that experience being in charge of the team before, and I think he makes him a little bit more comfortable. I think a big key is going to make sure that as coaches we're putting him in position to succeed early in games and build that confidence. High percentage passes, you know, put him in a position that he can succeed, and then later on we could take some shots.
How about your depth? You know, you're replacing, I think you graduated a pretty fair number of kids the last 2 years. You talked about some of your kids kind of growing up. In the one article, you talked about that you felt that they were at that point. What did you see in the first scrimmage as far as their growth?
Well, in terms of depth, I think we actually are okay right now. We ended up, especially by the second half of last year, starting a lot of sophomores. We had a high number of sophomores letter, and we had about five or six start games by the end of the season. So, you know, going into this year, we've got a good nucleus back as returning starters. And I think we're pretty talented besides them. So I think we got a chance to compete. And, you know, we'll throw the chips out there and see where we lie.
Again, we're talking with Luke Durbin, head coach at Northridgeville, the head coach of the Rangers, joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And, Coach, Tom mentioned the fact you got to put the ball in the end zone once in a while. I mean, last year, according to my stats, you averaged over 24 points a game. You gave up over 31 a game, though. What do you do to get that number down defensively?
Well, like I said, on defense is where we had most of those five or six sophomores starting. So I'm going to chalk a lot of that up to inexperience and, you know, not being quite as athletic as a young player and growing into your body. So I'm hoping that we're much better in that regard. You know, it starts with Jameer Malone in the middle, but obviously he needs help. I mean, he played last year and had all those stats at linebacker, and we still gave up a lot of points. So I think it's just we had a lot of guys get playing time last year. It's time for them to really step up and be varsity football players.
Who have you scrimmaged, and in those scrimmages, have you seen that improvement defensively that you were hoping to see?
Well, we went against Brush, and we did pretty well against them. Of course, they've got about three Division I wide receivers, so there's a couple mismatches out there on the field.
How'd the secondary look?
But you know what? I'll tell you what, even with all that, I mean, they had a kid that their coach said ran a 4.3 at Ohio State's camp, but we kept them in front of us, and we tackled them, and we made them snap the ball again, and that was what we didn't do last year is we gave up a ton of big plays. And, you know, I preach that constantly to our defense. Tackle them, get them on the ground, make them snap the ball again, and you never know what's going to happen.
By the way, we just want to thank you for all of your help over the years for the forecast show and just working with WEOL. You're one of the best as far as getting back to us and working with us, so hats off to you.
It's my pleasure. I think what you guys do is great. It's great for the kids. It's great for football. I think it's really important, especially, you know, you talk anywhere, and our game is kind of under attack right now with some safety concerns, and I think it hasn't ever been taught safer than it's being taught right now and being executed right now and the way it's being officiated. And the good promotion that you guys give the sport, the local athletes, is fantastic, and anything that I can do to help out, I'm willing to do.
Very cool. Well, I know you were waiting a while to get on, so we appreciate your patience. Hopefully you had a great meal here at the Brew Kettle.
Oh, it's delicious. It's a great place. It's beautiful in here. It's the first time I've ever been here.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
All right, my friend, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, Luke. Luke Durbin, the head coach of the Northridgeville Rangers. Tell you what, that was a gallant effort right there.
he held
the earpiece on with one hand. Yes. Joe Bach is going to be working a trade with WEOL as Dave McFarland just crushed our headphone. Anyway, we're going to let Jared get to work on hooking up a new one. In the meantime, we're going to get another coach up here as our preview show continues. Again, we are live at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. It's our 2017 high school football preview. Again, a whole slew of coaches have made their way here to the Brew Kettle in Amherst. We appreciate that very, very much to everybody here at the Brew Kettle. Thanks for having us, and, of course, thanks to our title sponsor tonight, Elite Cryotherapy and Whole Body Wellness Center, 1260 Moore Road in Avon. They're right next to Federated Auto Parts, so pay them a visit as well.